Son of Tossos.
In the great banquet hall of Freiburg Castle, the candles have burned low, and the soft light from the dying fire shows three recumbent figures snoring peacefully in the high-backed chairs. The corpulent Colonel Schultz has slid almost to the floor, his glass still clutched in his stubby fingers. And on the opposite side of the fire, the two messengers from Duke Charles lie in inelegant attitudes. From across the square, the cathedral cross begins to strike, and one of the drowsy figures in the banquet hall moves quietly and carefully.
Are you awake?
Of course I am. It is more than can be said to mine host.
Don't wake him.
Wake him. He sleeps like the German pig he is. And 12 giant sons in a reel in hobnail boots wouldn't disturb his slumber.
I'm glad to hear it. How do you feel?
Never better. Think of him expecting to intoxicate me with the wines of my own country.
Just as well for us, he's no head for drinking. If his ears hadn't been muffled with drink, he'd have soon recognized the Breton ballad I sang.
He was so besotted, poor fool. He thought you spoke Lorraine dialect. My heart dropped when you began to sing that song from Brittany. I thought he'd recognize it for sure.
Let him sleep now, or there's a surprise waiting for him in the morning. Victory in the morning, he said. Little did he know whose victory. Come now, we've work to do, and just an hour to do it in, for that was 11 o'clock we heard strike.
Look at him, Joel, snoring so peacefully, his head thrown back, his throat exposed so temptingly. Couldn't I just...
No.
Just one stroke of the dagger, Joel, and he'd never drink French wines again.
No. All we want is the bunch of keys. You can see them sticking out of his pocket. Can you get them?
I think so.
Take your time. Or if you wake him, it will be the end of us.
I'll be careful. What are you doing?
Selecting the colonel's hat and the mantle. I think his sword may be useful, too. How do I look?
My dear Colonel Schultz, you look wonderful. Now to take the keys from him. Let me, Joel. The wine must have gone to my fingers. They were all thumbs. Here, you take them.
Right. Look. There's another sword hanging over there. You take that one. Then we're both armed.
I've my dagger, too. Take to make good use of it before the night's out. It makes less noise than a sword. Not that I'm not grateful to her, Colonel, for leaving me a sword. There. How does that look?
Fine. Now, carefully. Listen carefully. And let's go over our plan once more. Nothing must go wrong.
I'm listening.
Those keys are the keys to the citadel. And the main defense there is the principal tower rock.
That's where we went earlier with Colonel Schultz. Along that very narrow corridor.
Yes. That's the only communication between the town and the citadel. And that's where we're going. Did you take particular notice of the defenses there?
Yes, as you told me to. There is only one battalion of the Imperial Regiment in the tower. Schultz told me so himself. There are 6 heavy pivot guns on the tower top, and 1 sentinel in a stone watchbox. There are also 20 men detailed to watch our lines. And that's all.
You see, it is as I thought. Everybody says the citadel is impregnable, and from the outside it is, but not for us. With these keys, we can get right to the top of the watchtower.
What if we are questioned on the way?
We know the word and countersign. Butter, land. And we heard the way Schultz spoke before.
Good. We should get by them.
When we get to the top of the tower, the 20 men will most likely be sleeping. Remember the guardhouse there. Schultz pointed it out to us.
Yes. So we deal with the watchmen first.
Yes. Then, after that, all will go as we planned in the camp this morning. Do you understand?
Perfectly.
Good. Then let us go. Follow me closely. Keep your hand on your sword. And remember the geography of this place as you saw it with Schultz.
I'm with you, comrade.
Come then. Our best ally now is silence. We go across this vestibule into the gallery. Up those stairs.
Door here. Have you a key for it?
I think so. We are on the platform now. Remember it? We turn to the right and the winding stairs to the top.
I remember.
Oh, who goes there?
Officer going his round.
At once.
Vata.
Lance.
Soldier, who posted you here?
The officer, sir.
Good night, then.
I believe we must be almost there. I feel nearer to heaven than I've ever been before. And giddy from those stairs going round and round.
The tower is over 200 feet above the moat. But here we are. Here is the grating. Wait till I find the key. Now, silence, for the love of heaven. Everything depends upon it.
Isn't it unheard?
No. There's no movement from the guardhouse. They're all asleep. The wind drowned any noise.
And the moat drowned the sentry. Heaven rest his soul. How far did you say it was to the ground? 200 feet.
I hope I didn't throw him on any of our lads.
Oh, well, that's one way of letting them know we're at work.
12 o'clock. They will be waiting. Come round here behind the sentry box. That's right. Now we're headed on to work quickly. Wait until I get this rope from around my waist.
That's not my sword. I believe it was that rope coiled round your waist made Colonel Schultz love you. It gave you just the sort of ticket to appeal to a gourmet.
Perhaps. There. Now, tie this stone to the end. Securely now. It has a long way to go. Right. Now, through the loophole in the wall and let her down. Steady.
I wish I could see what's going on down there. You think our boys are waiting?
Bolaron won't let us down, you may be sure. Ah. They're there, all right. I can feel an extra weight on the rope end. What now? Pull her up. And she comes. Pull hard.
What is it? What are they sending up? I can't see it.
All in good time. Look, that's a rope ladder. I'll wait till I attach it to this crossbar here and fix it so that it can't slip. We'll have our friends up here before you can play.
Swinging up towards us like monkeys.
It's the Germans we'll make monkeys of. Oh, heaven bless them. Here they come.
Passengers for heaven, this way, please. Halos on the left.
This is no time for joking. Paul Laron, is it really you?
Give me a hand over
this wall. What a night for a party. Tell me, how are things going?
Very well so far, but we mustn't be too sure of ourselves. Quietly now, men. Equivo, keep in the shadows, and be silent itself.
Hello here. Not the others. What now?
See, over there is the guardhouse. There are 20 soldiers and ensigns quartered there. Make sure of them first. They are all asleep, so you need make no noise. Simply bind them with their belts and gag them with their pom-poms. The wind and rain will mask a certain amount of the noise, but don't fire a shot whatever you do.
Phantoms in the list.
That's right. Move as phantoms stealthily and deadly. There is one sentry on the landing downstairs, Frique, and one other. See to him. I have left the grating open. Equivo, you take some men and see to the 6 guns. They are pointing at our line to reverse them. Turn them onto the town. Now, Bonner, on the guardhouse and the men there. Come, comrades.
Join. Look. There's someone moving. They're not all asleep.
No. Quietly now. You follow in the shadows. I'll see to him.
Huh?
Not a word or you die.
But
silence or my sword will take. Good. Now, Bolero, the rest of them. I am sorry to incommode you, monsieur, but we are busy taking Freiburg, and we could not allow you to upset our plans by inconsequential chatter. We will not hurt you or your men if you show sense in doing as we ask. Pardon while I fix this gag. Is that comfortable? Good. Now lie down when I tie your hands. It will not be for long, I assure you, for Freiburg will be ours in the morning. Well, Bonlero, have you finished?
Yes, they're all nicely trussed up like chickens with a pot. It quite makes me hanker for the good old Moorish comforter just to see them.
And here's Equivo. The guns are turned. Now, Frique. Where's Frique?
He went down with one other to take the sentry.
It wouldn't have taken him all this time if things had gone his way. Did anyone hear anything?
No.
What could have happened?
There's not a sign of him down the stairs. Not a sign. Or a sound of anybody.
What could have happened to him? Things have gone so well, so perfectly up till now, but if Frique has been taken, then we are all lost.